dummy, see what you did?
Oh no, you big dummy.
You dummy!
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Skyline studio here till 4 a.m. Our new hours, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m., which means the regular Friday features that used to start at 4 now start at 3, so we're an hour earlier than usual, but all the regular features are the same. Let's begin with
you, big dummy.
You know this. This is when we take real news stories of real people doing real dumb stuff. We read them, and then we vote on them. Tom votes, I vote, and then you vote at 312-981-7200. You become our third vote for Dummy of the Week. So let's do it.
Dummy number one.
If you ever thought there was something a bit off about Subway's chicken, well, you're not alone. Back in 2017, a team of reporters for the Canadian Broadcast Corporation program Marketplace was curious, too. They sent samples of Subway chicken, along with chicken from A&W, McDonald's, Tim Hortons, and Wendy's, to a lab at Trent University in Petersburg, Ontario, to test how much of it was actually, you know, chicken. They weren't expecting anything to come back as 100%. Things happened during processing and seasoning, but most of the tests came back showing between 88.5% and 89.4% chicken DNA, except for Subway. Subway's, quote, oven-roasted chicken tested at 53.6% chicken, and its strips were at 42.8%. The rest of was soy protein. Perhaps they thought that there was a mistake in the lab, but then they tested again, and the results were the same. Because they are journalists, the Marketplace team brought the results to the study, but not before giving Subway a chance to respond. Subway predictably was not pleased. It was so displeased, in fact, that it did what any unhappy corporate entity or U.S. congressman would do. It filed for a $210 million defamation suit, claiming that the story was, quote, recklessly and maliciously published, and that the study was itself lacked scientific rigor. When the suit went to court, the chain submitted its own scientific evidence that the chicken was less than 1% filler. Happily for the CBC, though maybe not for Subway, the suit was dismissed by Ontario's Superior Court earlier this week, Vice reports. The Marketplace report raised a quintessential consumer protection issue. Justice E.M. Morgan wrote in his ruling, there are a few things in society of more acute interest to the public than what they eat. To the extent of Subway's products are consumed by a sizable portion of the public interest in their composition is not difficult to discern and is established as evidence. But it's not the end of it, not by a long shot. In Canada, as in the U.S., losers in lawsuits can appeal, and that's exactly what Subway plans to do. CBC Marketplace story at issue is wholly inaccurate and built on flawed research, a spokesperson told Vice, which caused significant harm to our network of franchise owners. Still, the disparity between the two scientific tests, not to mention the disparity between Subway and the other chain to the original test, does make one wonder.
You bigger dummy than my dumb.
Dummy number two.
A prankster staged an elaborate proposal to his terrified girlfriend by staging a fake robbery. Raymond Giuliano got a fake armed robber to storm a store in Boston, New York, while he was and his mother of three girlfriend, Chanel, cowered in the back. In the video, the couple can be seen shopping for beer from the fridges in the back of the store. The camera cuts to show till the fake robbery is taking place. The prank crook pulls a fake gun on the store clerk and demands that he puts cash in the black duffel bag. The clerk turns to the couple and says, "I just got robbed," to which the prankster replies, "Did you?" A prankster proposed to his girlfriend by having an actor pretend to rob a store. In a bizarre role play, the robber hands the man a ring. He then gets on one knee and proposes to his girlfriend. At first, she thinks it's a joke. Suddenly, the actor storms back to the store, screaming, "Back, back!" Panicked, the girlfriend, along with the knowing prankster, run to the back. The girlfriend then tries to run behind the refrigerators along the wall, but Mr. Giuliano, not wanting to disrupt his seamless prank, urges her to stay on the shop floor. Before she cowers on the floor, the robber shouts, "You, back there, right there." Raymond Giuliano pictured helping his girlfriend. The robber then appears to have a moral battle, mumbling about providing for his children for Christmas. The actor then says, it's okay, fine, I just gotta figure this out. A small squeak of fear can be heard from the girlfriend, who cowers behind Mr. Giuliano. The robber asks if they have kids. She replies in a terrified voice, "I have three." He then asks how old they are. And Mr. Giuliano replies, 14, 6, and 2. However, after accepting the engagement ring, she said that she had purchased beer and came to the shop. The girlfriend's sobs can be heard as Mr. Giuliano takes the ring from her, towards her. Mr. Giuliano did, however, make it up to his girlfriend and proposed for a second time during a less terrifying outing. The robber asks him if it's girlfriend, when the prankster says, "What do you mean you're not married? I don't see a ring." The robber then reaches into a bag, pulls out a ring, passes the box to Mr. Giuliano and says, "What are you waiting for?" Chanel's sobs can be heard. Mr. Giuliano takes the ring out and says, "Will you marry me?" And Chanel responds, "Are you serious?" Once assured that it's all a prank, she says yes, and the pair celebrate before she exclaims, "I'm going to kill you." She then insists that she wants the beer they finally originally came to purchase. Mr. Giuliano did make it up to his girlfriend, and he posed her on a regular time at a later date.
Get lost, dummy!
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Dummy number three. After a few days on the lam, an Indiana man wanted in connection with a vehicle pursuit Friday night was apprehended. Donald Preston Murray, 38, was arrested late this morning and booked into a Vigo County jail in Terre Haute. Murray is currently being held without bond on criminal recklessness and resisting law enforcement charges. Murray, a Terre Haute resident, is best known for his forehead tattoo, which reads, "Crime Pays." He's scheduled for a court appearance on Wednesday morning. All right, why don't we take a quick break here, and we come back. We got two more dummies to read, and then we will recap and vote. Yeah. Let's get back to you, big dummy. Dummy number four. A Kansas man was driving a stolen car en route to post bail Friday morning for his older brother, who himself was driving a stolen car when he was arrested earlier that day. The McCracken brother is so appropriate that I had no idea that I'm wearing a Slapshot Chiefs jersey right now. Eddie McCracken. The McCracken brothers, Eric, 36, Keith, 32, are behind bars in Johnson County Jail on assorted charges, including possession of stolen property, a felony. The Topeka residences were held in lieu of a $7,500 bond for Keith and a $5,000 bond for Eric. According to cops, Keith was busted around 1:30 a.m. on November 29th for driving with a suspended license. Investigators subsequently determined that the 2007 Chevy Trailblazer Keith was driving was stolen. Eric, behind the wheel of a hot 2015 Chevy Silverado, was nabbed around 6 a.m. the same day following a vehicle pursuit. Holton is the county seat of the Jackson County and is home to the local jail.
to the dummy with the black mustache.
What kind of life you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy number five, dummy number five, dummy number five.
A banana duct taped to a wall was sold for $120,000 at Art Basel, Miami, the international art fair featuring works by acclaimed and emerging artists. Another edition of the concept art is expected to sell for $150,000. The humorist minimalist artwork comes from Italian artist Maurizio Calatale, and it is titled Comedian. Two editions of the banana and duct tape art were presented by French contemporary gallery on Wednesday, and they both sold for $127,000 apiece. ArtNet reports the first edition was purchased by a French woman and the second by a French man on Wednesday. According to ArtNet, after the sales of the first two editions, the gallery founder, Emilio Peritone, called Catalan and said they agreed to a third edition for $150,000. The website reports that two institutions have expressed interest in purchasing the item. They could not be reached for comment. he did not expound upon the meaning of the artwork. It is a symbol of gold, but the owner of the art gallery says, a symbol of global trade, a double entendre, as well as a classic device of humor, vehicles of both delight and critique.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
All right. It's time to recap and vote. So let's do a quick recap here. We got the dummy sandwich shop chain who sued a journalist and lost because their chicken isn't really chicken. We got the dummy who staged a fake robbery to propose to his girlfriend. We got the dummy with a crime pays tattoo on his forehead. We got the dummy who stole who drove a stolen car to bail out his brother behind bars for stealing a car. And we got the dummies who bought a banana duct taped to a wall for $120,000 at an auction. All right, Tom, where's your brain at on this?
I'll give the runner up to the McCracken brothers. I do love brotherly crime.
I swear to you, I wore my Chiefs sweater,
yeah,
my Dunlap Chiefs sweater from Slapshot, and I had no idea that somebody would be named McCracken in the...
It's serendipity at its finest.
Absolutely.
At its finest.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give it to the two French people who bought a banana duct tape to a wall.
$120,000.
You know how that could pay off my house.
You know what's funny is that my favorite part of that story is the explanation that the art gallery gave as to what it means. So, by the way, we got already somebody calling in who's going to be our third vote at 312-981-1710. It looks like they have already called in. I thought the fake robbery thing was ridiculous, and I would have punched the guy right in the mouth if I were the woman. She's going to have a long. She's going to have a long, terrible life with that guy. You can't deny that a guy who gets busted for having a crime pays and he's got a crime pays tattoo on his forehead. That's pretty great. But I'm going to agree with you. I mean, the dummies who bought a banana duct tape to a wall and then the art gallery that made up some sort of pretentious thing as to what it means for $120,000. That's our winner. But let's see. We get one more. John, go ahead. You're voting.
All right. I have to go with you. The guys brought the artwork.
The artwork. Well, there you go. All right. It's unanimous. Thank you, Fly Jam Bob. It is the dummies who bought a banana duct tape to a wall for $120,000.
What I wouldn't give, man. What I would not give.
If you just have, I mean, if you have $120,000 just lying around, so you have so much income that you can buy a duct tape, a banana duct tape to a wall. Oh, yeah, I can afford that. 120 grand.
Yeah. God. Do something cool. Buy some Blu-rays or something.
Do something. Do something with it. All right. Let us try this. So when I'm in your neighborhood. F-bombs.
Out of context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
Yes, that's right. It is straight out of context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7, and whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, shall we begin?
Let's begin.
All right.
Okay, our first one here is going to be real good. This is coming to us from our pal Fox Valley Mike. Here is, you're going to love this, Dave Ennett and Mary Vandeveld.
Oh.
I think you could go a little beyond that, couldn't you?
Will you stop?
Oh, my.
That's good. That is good. Okay.
All right. Next, coming to us from Kevin in Iowa, it's Nick DiGilio.
Oh, no. A giant sack. What? what was the context of that?
You were talking with Tom Appel about collecting brochures at the Chicago Auto
Show.
Sure.
Exactly.
Put them in your giant sack.
That's right. Okay.
All right. Another Mary Vandeveld coming to us from Eric O.
A little bit nippy out there today, though.
You can't say that phrase now. You can't even say that phrase now without that.
No. Nope.
And that's a common phrase. That's a common way of describing that it's chilly out.
I know, but you have to think, where did that originate? I know it means nipping at your fingers, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to look that up.
We'll have to look that up.
All right.
All right. Next up, it's Lauren Lapka, caught by Tom and Bartlett.
Get it really hot.
Talking about Thanksgiving leftovers.
Sure.
Thanksgiving leftovers.
Sure she was.
Okay, next is a guest of ours who would probably really enjoy this segment. Eric from the Chicago Game Cafe got caught by Kevin in Iowa.
And it was very satisfying.
And I even went, wow, in the background there. All right.
Another Mary Vandeveld.
Oh.
She's having quite a week.
Okay.
This is coming to us from Tim in New Lenox.
Can't we just have short, stubby ones? They're fine with me.
What? Wait a minute. What? What the hell is going on? What is going on?
Talking about the shortage of French fries because the potatoes are too small to make big, long French fries.
Oh.
But she doesn't mind a short, stubby French fry.
Oh, okay. That's weird.
I know. And terrifying news. Terrifying news.
Okay.
Next up, coming to us from Tim in New Lenox as well, here's Rokan.
When I'm doing it, I start to sound like Joey from Friends.
No. Come on. No, I can't. I can't. Because I'm looking up on the screen and Joey from Friends is on the screen. On the TV there. All right.
All right. Next up, we got another Steve Cochran here, and this one's coming to us from Brian J.
I don't even know how to get into that.
Oh, Steve. Okay.
This one's Justin Kaufman. I don't know. It's probably been a while since we've had a Justin Kaufman, but this one was caught by Carrie.
All right. I think we did the motorboat.
Oh, man. Oh, brother.
I think we did the motorboat.
Yeah. Well, we might be getting more of Justin because he precedes our show now.
I would love that.
Every weeknight. He's on 7 to 11. We're on 11 to 4. So, okay.
All right. John Williams is always fun. This one caught by Dirty Dave.
8 inches long and 2 inches deep and 4 inches tall. It's just the smallest thing.
Oh, wow. That's small.
Was he talking about Baby Yoda?
No, he's talking about a portable car battery charger.
Oh.
Which sounds like a really useful thing.
It does, and it also sounds like, wow, that is small.
That is quite small for a battery charger for your car.
Absolutely. All right.
All right, another Rokan here. This one coming to us again from Tom and Bartlett.
Bring a big enough toy. I'll do anything for you.
It's true. Oh, God.
Referring to the toy drive. Toy drive.
Yeah.
That's happening today.
It is.
I believe, yeah. He's going to be doing that later today.
Okay.
Lou Manfredini, always a fun addition. This one's coming to us from Dawn in, or pardon me, this is from Brian J. as well.
You know, if you don't want to get down on your hands and knees, you could do that.
Lou. Always Esmeralda's favorite.
He's the best.
Is Lou. Okay.
Brian Noonan here. This one's coming to us from Dawn in Marengo.
And I want to show you my nuggets.
Oh, God. What was he talking about? Chicken nuggets?
Yeah, we were talking about people who take pictures of their food for Instagram.
Oh, okay.
He wants to show a picture of their nuggets.
Okay.
Dave Ennett here, calling Wildcats basketball, caught by Scott in Plainfield.
Cats have been very active getting hands on balls.
That's good. That is a good one. Okay.
All right. Last two here. A couple more quick ones. Lauren Lapka caught again by Dirty Dave.
Wait, no, I want to ride it while you're pulling it.
Whoa, easy, man. Oh, man.
Thank God none of these people are awake right
now. Oh, my God. That's unbelievable. Oh, boy. All right.
And then what a way to kick off the weekend. The great Orion Samuelson, caught by Wild Bill.
My rancher friends here in Arizona were delighted to get 2 inches a week ago and to get another inch yesterday. So in 2 days, we got 3 of those 8 inches.
Oh, man. All right. There's Orion. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we got Nick D Show Spies and then Fly Jams Friday. And also with Blackhawks Express from a very exciting game and a big, big, big win for the Hawks last night. Okay, Nat Dahl coming up right after this.
Ooh, what do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies.
Like hey, hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies, spies, spies.
Like us.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Skyline studio here till 4 o'clock. And then at 4 o'clock, we join our friends over at Bradley Place, Channel 9 News, the broadcast, simulcast of the early morning news on WGN. And then at 5 o'clock, Steve Cochran for your Friday morning drive. And it is Friday morning, which means we're doing our regular Friday features. And this is Nick D Show Spies. You know what this is. You listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody at any time mentions me, we want to know about it. You become a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay. What do we got?
All right. First spy up here is coming to us from Doc. He got mentioned by Steve and Johnny while they were filling in here the other day.
Why haven't they been on our show all these
the
years?
The hell?
Because you've been together. Empty Pockets have been around for
a long time now. Yeah,
at least a week.
Over a decade. Over a decade.
More than a week. Yeah. Less than 20 years. Somewhere right. In between those two. We right. Do love Nick DiGilio. We have been on his show a few times.
I think we broke a record once for the longest guests on his show ever.
Right? Because he has a very little attention span.
And we had the full band, so we were really talking about all sorts of stuff.
Oh, that's great.
Hours with that guy.
Oh, that's awesome. That's the beauty of the all-night show, too.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
And we love, well, one of the fun things that we do now is sometimes we're up in the middle of the night and listening to Nick. And it's fun to experience that from the other side of the speaker.
And then rolling over and going to sleep. And it's like, this is heaven.
Yeah, we don't have to drive home now.
That's right.
Okay, we're good.
It's perfect.
Wow, look at that. Empty Pockets. They're great. We had them on one night. They were on for like 2.5 hours. It was crazy. But it was fun. Okay, what's next?
All right, next one is coming to us from the Steve Cochran Show. This was caught by Lee.
Did I miss anything?
Nick DiGilio.
Oh, Nick, the new Nick Hours from 11 until 4 in the morning. Because why wouldn't he be on the regular 11 till 4 in the morning shift? But we have tried to get Nick off that overnight show before. He refuses to work during the day.
He's a vampire.
He clearly is.
Yes. Talking about the changes at the station here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
They tried to get you on the daytime?
I have been, there have been times when I've been offered other spots. When certain slots have been opened up in the past, I've been offered them, and I refuse them. I love these hours. I love the overnight hours. And yes, indeed, I have been offered other spots. Like when people have left in the past, over the past few years, I have received offers, and I say no. So,
nighttime is the right time.
I love this shift, man. Always have. So, is that it?
Yep, that'll do it.
Okay, that'll do it. So, you want to hit the thing with the thing?
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio. With my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, man. It's Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200. This is when we get funky on a Friday morning. We like to start your weekend off on a funky note by playing some R&B and some blues and some funky stuff and some stuff that can make you dance and get down. 312-981-7200. I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. Viggity Viggity Vic is running around, Verified Double V is running around in the newsroom like a lunatic. And now our DJ is here. Is he here?
Oh, yeah, Luscious Huscious, baby.
There he is, Luscious Huscious, playing your fly jams. So we'll be playing some fly jams here for the morning. And also we've got a Blackhawks Express that we'll play in just a few minutes from a really exciting game from last night and a big, big win for the Hawks. It's always great when we play back in a Blackhawks Express. That's awesome. So we'll do that too. All right. What, we got some requests?
As always, got tons of requests. Okay. So we're going to start off with a total fly jam classic coming to us from Jimmy. It's She's a Bad Mama Jamma.
She's got a figure that's shown up in attention. She's poetry in motion, a beautiful sight to see. I get so excited, you and her anatomy.
This is the most brilliant lyrics of all time. Oh, man.
That's a classic. I love it.
That's a great song.
It's really good song.
Yeah, it
really
is. It's a fly. It's a total fly jam. There's no question about it. So, but he enjoys her measurements.
Who could possibly hate those measurements?
Exactly. All right, what do we got next?
All right, next coming to us from Mike in Louisville. It's a little Earth, Wind, and Fire. Oh. Let's groove.
Now, you know you can't go wrong with Earth, Wind, and Fire, ever. Ever. You could never, ever, ever go wrong with Earth, Wind, and Fire. One of the flyest bands that has ever existed in the fly world. And they just announced, by the way, their 2020 Las Vegas residency. And they did an announcement and they showed a picture of the band, and there were like 93 people on stage. That's the thing we always talk about with Earth, Wind, and Fire, is that there's like 17,000 people in the band, and they're all dressed, you know, they're all dressed the same. Have you ever seen Earth, Wind, and Fire?
No, I have not had the distinct honor.
They're awesome. They're awesome. Great. I also love the fact that that it's hinted at. They never blatantly say the name of the band, but in The Nice Guys, that's the band that's playing at the porn house's the party. So, man, that is a good movie, The Nice Guys.
Oh yeah, oh it's great.
Oh, I love that movie so much.
Honestly, and that makes me want to watch it later.
it's such a great movie, and Gosling is hilarious in it.
That's when I actually started liking Ryan Gosling as an actor.
Wait,
I did not like him beforehand.
What?
I didn't like him before I saw The Nice Guys.
Did you see Half Nelson?
No. To be fair, I had not.
Did you see Blue Valentine? What did you see that you didn't like him in?
The Notebook.
Okay, I can understand that.
No, like I said,
I mean, I like him, and I like The Notebook. I know I'm in the minority, you know, on that one, but I like him, and I like that movie. But what else? Nothing else?
No, I had just not really. I'm trying to think, maybe like one or two other things that I can't. He was just like nothing to me. He was just pretty
man.
And then Nice Guys came out. I was like, oh, this guy's got chops. And then I went back and watched Blue Valentine. I was like, oh, this guy really has chops.
Yeah.
And then you did Blade Runner, and now
did you see Lars and the Real Girl?
I did. I thought he was
great in that movie.
I thought he was quite good.
Yeah.
I thought he was quite good, but I was just like,
wow. I think he's one of the best actors working today. I love him. I think he's amazing. Did you like him in Drive?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I find Nicholas Winding Refn to be incredibly pretentious.
Oh, I love him.
Have you seen Billy Friedkin telling him?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
After he said Only God Forgives is a masterpiece, he's like, somebody get this guy an ambulance.
Yeah.
Like,
Only God Forgives is the only movie that I don't like.
Yeah, most people really dislike
it. But I love Neon Demon. I love that movie. Mm. All right, let's take a break for some weather. We'll come back and we'll hear some great highlights from a Hawks game. The Blackhawks Express coming up right after the weather and a break, and then we'll get back to funkiness right here on WGN. Who requested that on Fly Jams Friday?
It's coming to us from Chris.
All right. By the way, the Hawks, that was a really exciting game, but it didn't need to be. They were up 3-0 at the beginning of the third period, and then, you heard what just happened.
Oh, I heard.
It's a big win for them. And they're in Jersey tonight playing the Devils. The Devils! We're the Devils! You can hear it right here on WGN. 6 o'clock is the puck drop. Hey, the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. All right, we got a few more minutes here to be fly. What are we flying?
All right, next we're going to fly with a little Billy T band. The song is Baby I'm Coming Home is coming to us from Harold.
Oh, baby, I'm coming home. Oh, baby, I'm coming home. Baby, oh, baby, I'm coming home.
We got time for one more fly jam.
All right. Well, we did it yesterday. Let's do it again today. Since we didn't get to play that third New Edition song, we're going to play that to send it all over to the weekend. It's Can You Stand the Rain coming to us from Ike.
Tell me, baby, can you stand the rain? Whoa.
Can you stand the rain?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Love that song. I love that song. That song is so fly. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We will be back on Monday morning for the Monday morning movie reviews with Eric and Steve. And my dad will tell a joke, as he does every Monday morning.